from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
No Steiny. He's golfing. He'll be back Monday, but we got the man LK. Can I call you LK?
You call me whatever you want.
You ever have a nickname, or like, they just call you Krug?
Well, some of my friends call me L-Dog.
L-Dog Randy. Boy.
I get a lot of K-Man, Krug, whatever. I like the bumpers, man.
Yeah, a little 50.
Look at that.
You were the man back in high school.
Look at that, man.
Like the Giants, a couple years ago, they had won 107, and now I don't know. I like the youth movement because it feels like Ramos. That dude's an all-star.
Great guy.
How many times have we seen guy out of nowhere, baseball player, have a great first half, get rewarded the all-star game, which I understand, and then they kind of never live back up to that. But I don't expect that with Ramos. Dib said something the other day, kind of stole it out my notebook. Larry, he's made the adjustment to the adjustment. He's got no weakness. He can go to all fields. I love watching him play. I just do feel like the bus has left Matos. You know, not that he's done. I kind of wish somehow they could empower him and be like, you know what, you're going to play right field for the next 25 games. Go out there and kind of do. Like, I think he still has skills, and I hate that, you know, when
he's got awesome wrist power.
I mean, the
power and the wrist.
Eric Davis, it reminds me, when you throw it inside, how he could turn on that.
That's a good call. That is a good call. he kind of reminds me, I'll even go old school.
Get to me.
I'll go more old school. George Foster.
Oh, my God. 52 homers for the Reds.
I mean, the wrist strength of Matos is crazy. He just flicks it out. I mean, Matos and Ramos, I love watching those guys.
I'm with you, Larry.
I'm thrilled that that Ramos is doing it. I'm thrilled that they're finally giving him a shot. And he's a five-tool guy, man. The guy's got bat speed, defense, got a great arm. But he's an incredible guy, too. And it's like, it's amazing how baseball, it's like, you got to really, really love it. And they drafted this kid at 16, man. 17. He's 24.
Yeah.
They quit on him. He's quit on himself. I mean, you know what I mean? Saying this thing's,
it adds to the story, though, man.
This has been a long, long journey. A long journey. I mean, think about it. You're a first round pick in 2016.
Yeah.
And here we are in 2024.
So Farhan doesn't get credit for that.
I mean, think about it. I mean, we're asking, is Kuminga, you know, still developing? I mean, Kuminga would be like, if this were a baseball player, he'd be like 6 years away from being in the majors. I mean, it's amazing how what it takes to make it in the big leagues and what you have to the resiliency that you must have to show to be able to. I mean, I interviewed Ramos Gu 2 years ago going into spring training, And I'm like, you know, he'd already been like, you know, up at that point a few times.
But we've been hearing about him all the form.
Right. And I said, how do you feel about where you're at? And he's like, I need to prove it that I can do this every day in AAA and produce. And once I do, then I'll be ready for the big leagues. Okay, so that was 2 years ago. So then last year he comes out, he did not have a good year.
No.
He had a bad year in AAA, and I'm thinking, is this guy just not going to make it? And I was talking to Marty Lurie, and Marty always compared him to Willie Mays because he's like, he's 5'10", but he's a five-tool guy. He's powerful. He's got an out. I mean, I could see why. He wasn't saying he was Willie Mays, but he was basically saying he's a 5'10 guy with five tools.
Yeah.
And sure enough, man, Ramos kept grinding. And now he's going to right field. He's hitting the ball. You want to pitch him away.
And they're big at bats. Larry, in the crunch time, he still, he just gets, you know what I mean? Like crunch time, he delivers.
Not only that, he's doing it at home. He's hitting .331 at home.
The Ramos.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, the Giants haven't had a player, an outfielder come out of their system since Chili Davis.
Hit 30. That's the last corner outfielder to hit 30 home runs, homegrown.
And to make an all-star team. But they also... They don't get anybody who even comes close. And now they've got a guy who's, you know, who looks like he's here to stay. And it's exciting.
No, it is. Really, no, is. Man, you covered it all with him. And again, I'm rooting for Matos too. And hopefully he figures it out. And you could have 2/3 of your outfield, just imagine, with what Ramos is doing with Matos.
Be patient, man. Everybody needs to be patient.
But can you, Larry? The Giants. The state of the Giants.
I mean, Matos was the player of the week, and like two weeks later, they're farming him out.
That did happen.
Roll with these guys a little bit. I'm not saying, you know, let them hit .083. I'm just saying, roll with them a little bit. Don't just be like, hey, good week, great. NL player of the week. It's 2 weeks later, you're back in the minors. It's like, let's see if these guys can figure it out in the major leagues. Even Will Clark, who is, you know, obviously works for the organization, is a lieutenant.
I wanted him to be manager, but go ahead.
I wanted him to be manager, too. But he's a lieutenant of Farhan's. He works with Farhan in player development. He's a rotating, roving minor league instructor. Even he admitted they should have stayed with Matos instead of jimmy-jacking him up and down.
Man.
At least he's up now, and hopefully he's up to stay.
So, you know, when I sit back and I watch the game and I think of the Giants better than their record, if that makes any sense. Because, you know, I'll sit in, I'm like, oh, here's the day. They'll get .500 here. They got Cleveland, and then they'll probably win 5 or 6. Here they go, Larry. And then for whatever reason, that's the game they just can't capture. Now they're currently 4 under. But I like to just take a step back and, you know, just think about, you know, everything that is Giants. Bob Melvin, and how much does a manager mean? But, you know, Bo Mel, you know, I don't want to say he's a made man, but, you know, he's done a lot in this league as far as a manager. But what are your thoughts on how his first year has gone managing this team? And what's funny is I think of Bo Mel because me and Pops always say he leads the league more in the kill, kill, kill sign on the replay when there's something. And then you just see him like, you know, as people told him, don't challenge it.
Right, right.
But we just laugh like the drinking game. I feel like he leads the league and now we're good. But what do you think of Bo Mel? And if it was Jim Leland, would you say, Goo, if you ain't got the horses, you ain't going to win it? I don't think much of the manager in today's baseball.
I think the manager is important. I really do. And I think the manager, you know, can win you World Series. I mean, I think the managers earn their stripes in the playoffs. By making the right decisions and having that feel. Bruce Bochy, perfect example. I think Melvin's a good manager. As I said, I think it was basically a .500 club. The Giants fans got excited because of the late signings, but I think it was basically a .500 club. Now they're playing under .500. Couple things I don't like about the team this year.
All right.
Their pitchers can't hold anybody on.
And Webb is one of them. How can you be an ace if you can't hold? I'm serious. Go ahead.
You have Patrick Bailey. He's one of the best catch and throw guys in the game.
Quit.
His catch to release time is really good, and yet they can't throw anybody out because their pitchers can't keep anybody close. So that's, you know, on the pitching coach, Price, and Melvin. There's Melvin at times to me seems kind of low energy. I personally wanted them to go with Stephen Vogt. I wanted Stephen Vogt. I thought Stephen Vogt would have been a great manager.
He's doing great in Cleveland.
But not that he would have done as well here because it's still about the talent. But I liked Vogt. I just thought he was a good blend of, you know, enthusiasm and a new
that matters. That matters.
Yeah, and I just think he was smart. I think he was a good motivator. I think he was funny. I think he would have been a good manager. He's doing a nice job. But I mean, I liked the Melvin hire when they made it. I just wouldn't say I'm overly. I mean, he was not impressive last year, right? Like that Padre
and you
team.
I got you underwhelming. Yeah, but you had talent galore.
Yeah, I mean they. Yeah. You know, they've got...
He had clubhouse issues. We had a Pasoy problem here. He had ego, whatever was going on there.
Right.
But you hate to kind of lose that. I know he's looking around filling out a lineup card. Like, I had Machado. I had Tatis. I had Soto. Good God. Right. And it didn't work.
Right. I mean, I like Melvin. He's got a track record of success. I think he's a better manager than Gabe Kapler. But I just don't think they have the horses. I mean, their rotation has at times been two starters deep. The pen's been ridden really hard. Defensively, they're not much, especially now without Lee in center. He gave them a great anchor point in center
field. I like Ramos in center, but there are a couple times I watch a game just last week, his GPS to the ball, and they're like, oh, third and king, you know, that's a crazy outfield. But it's like, damn, Larry, and I'm being overly. But, you know, some are like, plop, plop, I'm like, oh, you know.
He's fine.
Fred Butler might have got that one.
He's fine, but Lee was great.
All right.
So, I mean, and then they miss Crawford at short. Their defense has not been as good as I thought it was going to be. I thought their defense would be better.
Matt Chapman, though, Gold Glove on line one. That's coming.
Chapman's been good.
All right.
And some of their guys are starting to heat up now, but, you know, come through the first half of the year, Soler didn't give you much. Chapman didn't give you much. Snell gave you nothing. Lee gave you very little.
Wow.
Hicks had a nice start. But overall, I just they're not as good as L.A., they keep adding playoff teams in the National League because
they're not better than
the
Pirates right now. Well, and everybody has a story, Larry. You know what I'm saying? If we want to go with the injury bug, and it has happened, but you brought up something. I'm like, how can we not take him serious? But I love Logan Webb. And if you're going to say Gooey's going to keep people off base, him not being able to hold runners on won't rear his head. That's not real reality. But as great as I think Logan Webb is, Larry, I'm watching him on days like, dude, how can you not fix that? Because when you play big-time baseball and you got runners on, I mean, that's going to come back to bite the whole team.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hold runners.
And it ain't your catcher. Just like you say, he's quick draw McGraw back there.
Yeah, I mean, but he can't throw anybody out. Suddenly, he can't throw anybody out because they can't keep runners close. So that's been a failure of their game for sure. The bullpen has been used heavily, and I do like Melvin's usage of the pitching staff a little bit more. He'll let guys go deeper. He's not quite as analytically driven as Farhan was or as Kapler was. But I just think that, you know, their outfield, I mean, it's like they ran back to guys like Slater and Yaz when they went with the youth movement. As soon as those guys had a little bump in the road, it was like, let's go back to the guys that got us off to a slow start. So they're fourth place in a five-team division. They're exactly where I said they were going to be. I said they would be better than the Rockies, worse than the Dodgers, worse than the Padres, worse than the Diamondbacks. And that's where they're at. And that's where they're going to be at. They're not going to finish 1, 2, or 3, but they're also not going to finish last. So, I mean, they are clearly the fourth best team in their division. Clearly.
Well, if the right on the table brought to you by ATCO is, and Stoddy brought this point up, I want to get your thoughts. So, if Farhan was fired, what would that mean for Melvin? And I'm like, that would mean nothing for Melvin because I believe Farhan, his job is not in jeopardy. And you could be like, dude, why? I just, with Johnson speaking a little bit this year, and I just don't feel like there's any energy or luster for the ownership of the Giants to send that message. Like, yeah, we fired Farhan. The fact that he came back, I feel like bottom 3 years, Larry, and it bothers me. I could totally be wrong. And I hope I'm wrong because we don't see it and they qualify for the playoffs because then I would believe he's safe. But there's just something about my psyche when it comes to the Giants when I hear that name that Farhan went and the timing of those moves. They were coming. I was like, Soler, 30 homer, okay. Chapman, okay. NL Cy Young, a winner with Snell. And now it's just like, you got to proceed with caution when it comes to Snell and just pitchers. Ray, Cobb. I mean, Cobb was supposed to be back the first half of the season, I thought. It's so delicate. And now it's like, again, I got up and gave Blake Snell a standing O in my mind for going five innings. And I'm like, this thing, they're like one injury away from being one injury away of like, man, this, how could you even expect them compete with, you know, Duck, Duck, Goose at the starting rotation. And that's what it is until we see Ray back. And not just Ray back to where he's healthy, making two or three starts to where you could count on him like you used to. You know, with the old rotation, when you talk about, you know, Kane and Bumgarner and Lincecum, like they don't have that stability. And that's why I keep saying, yeah, you can judge accordingly. But everybody has a story, Larry. And if health is not on your side, nobody's going to be feeling sorry for you that you couldn't accomplish your goals.
I think they've got the makings. If you're saying, okay, where are the Giants? Where are they going? You know, what are they building? I think they got the makings of a really nice young rotation, right? You got Logan Webb. You got Kyle Harrison. To me, this kid Hayden Birdsong stuff. The guy looks 11, but he's got great stuff. Mason Black has pretty good stuff. Carson Wisenhunt has a crazy changeup and it with the exact same action as the arm as the fastball. So I think he could be truly nasty. And there's even more behind those guys. So I think they've got the pieces for a young rotation. But you also now have Robbie Ray, Blake Snell, and Alex Cobb.
Okay.
We got three veteran starters that if you wanted to, if you put those guys out there, the Giants, if right now Farhan held a presser and he said, you know what, we are going to take offers on Snell and Cobb and Ray. Just assume Cobb and Ray are healthy. They would get offers, and they might get attractive offers. So, to me,
fan base that you're giving up on going all in this year, or could you seriously step back and be like, okay, I understand that.
I mean, last year you talked a huge game, and then you picked up AJ Pollock, and then he did nothing, and you cut him.
That did happen.
So then you tried in the offseason, for hitters, and you couldn't get any hitters. So you still need those hitters that you tried for, but you just didn't land them. And I think this might be the better opportunity to do it because I don't think the Giants fans can stomach another failed run in the offseason at Juan Soto or
it's getting old.
The polar bear or something like that. I just don't think so. Maybe the way to get around that or to avoid that is to try to use some of your, you know, Marco Luciano or a couple of prospects that you have that maybe you are not quite as fired up about. And see if you can parlay a couple of those guys into a significant piece.
So this is if the Willard model. This is if I'm asking the next 3 weeks don't go according to plan. And let's say you're eight games, you're 8-10 in the next 18.
My plan's not changing either way. Oh. The Giants' plan should not change either way.
But Larry, if you got a chance at getting in.
No, you're not trading away prospects for guys who are free agents. You can't do that anymore. You can't do that. They can't do that. I mean, they've got to go center on acquisitions that they have control over because they don't know if they're going to be in the playoffs. I mean, what happens if you trade three good prospects for a pitcher that's a free agent at the end of the year and you lose 5 out of 6 coming out of the trade deadline? Suddenly you're not in the playoff race and you've traded three prospects away and this guy's walking at the end of the year. You cannot have that happen. So you got to, and I would say trade a starting pitcher for a younger starting pitcher. Look for those trades. And then maybe a reliever for a younger reliever.
Can one of those starters be Snell?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Wow. Blake Snell is Blake Snell is a second half pitcher. He's a notorious second half pitcher.
But you're still technically in it, Larry.
You're 3.5 out of the third wild card spot. Everybody is in it. There's only two teams that are out of it. Colorado and Florida are the only teams in the National League that are out of it, technically. So all I'm saying is trade for a cost-controlled bat. You know, somebody that you know is going to be here next year so that you don't have to go into the offseason and say, we got to sign Soto. We got to sign this guy. We got to sign that guy. Because the reality is you're not going to be able to sign these guys. So, or you know, if you want, if you feel like you can sign a polar bear or one of these guys and you could acquire them now and get a head start on that, that might be something to look at as well. But to me, you can't sell prospects in their situation. You might want to trade for a prospects for guys that you control, but you can't trade prospects for any kind of pending free agent.
I'll tell you what, Larry, they host Minnesota tonight, and I'm just, again, I know.
Minnesota's good.
No doubt. They got some good, a couple young pitchers, and they can hit the ball. Correa looks like the guy that maybe they tried to sign. My point being, at minimum, Larry, you got to win 2 or 3. Now, if they don't, I'll come back and say, okay, they still got the second half. But we know the numbers. It's not 81 and 81. There's not a lot of games left like they were in the first half. But to end this first half, quote unquote, you know, 6 or 7 games under, Larry, that would really that would leave a bad taste in my mouth about them just, you know, righting the ship and being what they were supposed to, you were hoping they would be. The best part about this season thus far is Ramos being an all-star. And as Logan Webb going to the game, he deserves it. But, Larry, I know you're laughing at me, but I just can't believe his inability, and I don't know where my head's been in the sand or whatnot, not to hold runners on. Because right now, you'd give him the ball if they had a playoff series, but you get runners on, and if you don't get this right with a badass catcher who's got the quickest release, you know, from hand to glove, I mean, that's not good. And it's kind of the dirty little secret, and Webb could be, I'll keep him off base, dude, don't worry. But no, people are going to get on base. But I'm like, can you truly be an ace with needing improvement in that area? And I think of who did the A's trade for from the Cubs? The lefty, and they're up 6 runs on Kansas City in the wild card game. The A's won.
John Lester.
Oh, my God. That's what ended him.
Right. And
he couldn't, they were just running like deer. I'm running a second.
He couldn't throw to first base. He just stopped throwing to first base. I mean, come on. You just got to work on it. You just got to focus
on it.
By the way, Carlos Correa hitting .310,
dude.
13 home runs, 47 RBIs.
With a can in his shortstop.
He's on pace for the year. I mean, that's amazing. Yeah. Really. He is on pace for the year to hit, as I said, .310. But to finish the year with 23 home runs, 82 RBIs, 28 doubles.
Carter and Grandy, I honestly would love to hear from you. Do I sound like the ultimate front runner if I revisit the Correa? What if you had him now? Or it's like, come on, Goo, you're really reaching because he's having a hell of a year.
He's having a pretty good season, but is he enough to make that big of a difference on this team? I don't know.
Yeah, those numbers right there, Larry and Carter, I would take it. .310,
.379 on base.
And he's your future shortstop. He would have been.
He's also some star power.
Wow. Larry, that's what they don't have.
He says star power. I actually think that his lack of star power is why he's not a Giant. I think the Giants agreed to that contract with him, saw that they had absolutely no ticket sales, and were
you
just
think
like,
so?
Yes, I absolutely believe that they pulled out of that because they saw that there was no ticket sales and they knew that they had a way to get out, and they just got out of it. I mean,
guess what? You're still looking for a shortstop, Larry. You're looking for, it's not moving the needle. It's getting to the playoffs.
He didn't sell tickets. So I mean,
he's not Steph Curry.
Well, I'm saying, for the kind of money, you remember what they offered him?
Yeah.
13-year deal.
That's cheddar.
So they offered him a ton. And there was a week between when he agreed to it and this press conference. I think they
want to bring that up to
today. I think they sold no tickets in that period.
You think that had something to do with it?
Yes, yes.
Wow, Larry.
I think the ownership group said, what? We just spent X number of dollars on this guy, and this is the most exciting. The fans are ever going to be, and we sold this many tickets. No,
let's grab Fillmore Mike right before the break. What's up, Mike? Mike, what do you know about the Fillmore, Larry?
I love the Fillmore. Are you kidding me? What's up, Mike?
Yo.
What's up, baby?
Yo, you got me on already?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all love. Hey, Larry Kruger. Remember when Mark Willard was hating? It was Shamit. That was the player that was also traded with Gilchrist Alexander.
There you go. Like, Landry Shamit.
I did too. I liked him.
I liked him too back then before Gilchrist got good. But nah, man, Farhan ain't got no game, man. I get to Farhan, you know what the problem with baseball is? Four innings pitch. 5 innings pitch. Yeah. What happened to people like Dave Burba, Kirk Reeder? Give me 6 strong, 7 strong. All this, I don't know what happened to real hitting. People was hitting, they was hitting 300. You had people in 25, 300. Real baseball players. Now people happy with you in 240, 25 home runs, and you an all-star. You good. Now, our all-star Ramos, hell, man, he done went every home run I've seen that's opposite field. His power is crazy. Now, back to Farhan. Yeah. He's trash. Farhan needs to go. He ain't got no game. He ain't got no swagger. He's telling whack jokes. We need somebody with a feel. We need Brian Sabian. Somebody that was a real scout. Somebody that was out there. Oh, I see. He got some talent. Also, we need a regime that's not going to somebody that's not going to say, you know what, they think they know it all. We don't need a czar. We need somebody that's going to – Brian Sabian used to holler at people, ask different scouts. Mm. He hired the best scouts. We need to get back to old-school baseball, get some real baseball players in here, and stop playing with these, I don't know, these average players and hitters, man. Wow. 5 innings pitching, we're happy, we're satisfied. Man, I miss the 90s so much.
I love you, Mike. That's great stuff. But but analytics, I know we're up against it. Analytics is the answer, right? That's why we don't see the top receivers.
What's the question?
Why you don't let pitchers throw 109? Do we have data that's really saying Larry's arm's going to fall off? And we got the Tommy John already being cautious with him. I'm with him. Guys are in starting lineups. Larry batting 190.
Oh, I know.
It's 174 and they're starting.
I mean, I'm like, hey, Mike Yastrzemski can't hit. And people are, I'm saying he's hitting 220. People are like, 220's not bad. Right. I'm like, what?
You don't hear that, 220.
So now it's okay for your right fielder hit 220. Come on.
Larry, when we on the other side, we're going to get into some Niners, dude.
By the way, Juan Marichal,
yeah,
and the Willie Mays thing the other day.
Oh, that was incredible. Go ahead.
225 pitches in his start against Warren Sproul. You know
what? I want to pick your brain on why we've gone away from that.
225 pitches.
Just strong. That's when men were men, man. Now,
that
I don't know.
Amazing.
I'm with Mike, though.
Yeah, I am too.
Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just at First NorCal. Filming the dealer today. This segment was
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style, you get quality, you get beeps and boops and dings and whomps, and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.